This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The boys are back from West Palm Beach, Florida. We kind of got tired of Grant's antics, so we said, you know what? You stay. You don't come back. You stay down there. Now, he's hanging out with the fam. Well-deserved R&R for old Greppers. He's got a few days down there. Fun and sun. Well-earned. Time to relax. It's Danny. That's me. Hi, if you're looking at us on the YouTube stream. Greetings, salutations, peace to the nations. Old Randy Duye and Tobias Funke Altizer are sitting here with me. What's up, dude?
Yeah, dude, it's good to be back. It was a long night last night getting back. It was, relaxing to sleep in your own bed. There's nothing better than getting back from a trip and sleeping in your own bed. And it was a little bit of an adventure getting up this morning, but
yeah, it was
we're here.
Show. We are here. Darius is in studio. Ryan sent that dreaded text. Not feeling great. The post-trip. Malaise, so who knows what it is. I mean, it's all inevitable. Nothing can go right. I've got a little story I'll tell in a moment about that, but head on a swivel here. Sports, man. Sports, this is a sporting time for sports people. The fall remains undefeated, okay? Temperature comfort without allergens. The spring can offer good temperature comfort, but it brings the allergens. And it's, you know, smacking you in the nose and your eyes. And you're like, is it like you play allergies or strep? You know what I mean? Just terrible games, unfun. But this is the week. These are the kinds of weeks where everywhere you turn, it's a yes. Ovi tonight, sorry about being 7 goals shy of Wayne Gretzky. Again, I'll say that one more time. Alex Ovechkin is 7 goals shy of tying Wayne Gretzky, an unbreakable record that he's going to break. They play tonight at home against the Detroit, I almost called them the Tigers, because baseball's on my mind. I'll come back to that in a second. The Detroit Red Wings. We got a game. We'll break it, get you a Caps power play later on. The Nationals, who we just hung out with. I'm wearing a Nats pullover. It's cardigan, but thank you for noticing. We hung out with them down at spring training for basically a full week. They're coming up here. Opening day is next week.
It's crazy.
Yes, Nationals, right? That's busy. We got plenty of stuff there. Nathaniel Lowe will join the show. And I do believe, Darius, I think I'm supposed to tease this. We're giving away some tickets. All right, that's something we're doing. We're going to give away let's hypothetical. I'm a person. I'm listening to the Grant and Danny radio program, which we appreciate. I could win Nationals tickets? For what game? Tell me for what game, at least. It's like some random game, right?
Oh, that would be for opening day
that's
against the Phillies.
Opening day tickets. Sorry about it.
I'm excited about that.
4 o'clock. You got a chance to win opening day tickets. So that's happening, and that's a yes. Right? That's awesome. The best sporting event we've got. Dare I say, this is the most unique thing in the world. And I know that sounds hyperbolic, and you're like, Danny, why don't you rein it back in for a second, but allow me to retort. Japan has their high school baseball sort of national championship World Series kind of thing, which takes the country over. That's probably the closest equivalent. But you realize around the world, colleges don't really play each other. Like Oxford and, somebody else probably, they row like once a year. They have a tri meet or something.
Do they have rowing madness?
Seriously. Yeah, but so this spring, it'll be quite the Donnybrook. Where we'll gather and, you know, a couple of the blokes will row down the river and we'll wear blazers. Like, that's the entire thing. Nobody does this. You bring together all of the things that us Americans, that we dig. Let me offer them to you. Tournaments. Oh, we love tournaments. Number two, gambling. We sure as bleep love gambling on tournaments. Number three, single elimination. Oh, do we get steamed for it? One and done. Craziness, upsets, money being made. People that don't know anything. I did a bracket based on where my friends went to school. Fine. Who cares? You're going to win, Janet. Like, it's the best thing. The NCAA tourney this week, Tobes, kicks off tonight with some of the playing games, including some teams that shouldn't be there. But the point is, we'll debate that at 2:45. We'll talk about some impropriety potentially. But this is the week that's perfect.
Yeah, this is the stuff that you love. March Madness. It's crazy because we were just so in deep with the Nationals the last couple of days. We come out and all of a sudden it's first four. Thursday we get the first round. It's wall to wall Thursday and Friday, and you're fired up. So I can't wait. I haven't even really had a chance to dive fully into the bracket, and I filled one out already just kind of blindly while we were at the ballpark the other day.
Yeah, I did want to get a feel. But it's like we're behind, and it's partly our fault because we're down there at Nat spring training, and the whole day is consumed. We get there just to give you a lay of the land for our days, and I'm sure you guys are riveted to hear about some of those things. But we're getting to the ballpark basically around 8 a.m., right? Because these guys have a full total panoramic of a day that's not necessarily just show up at night and play baseball. There's meetings. There's MLB meetings. There's MLBPA meetings. There's team meetings. They're all getting their work in, a lot of strenuous exercise. So there's various windows if you're covering the team, which we weren't really. Like, we're not embedded like the regular media, but we're there for a handful of days to get some interviews, chat with the guys behind the scenes, all that other kind of stuff. We got some really good content already that you probably have heard. Plenty more coming. Quite frankly, you, Tobes, and Ryan destroyed it on some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, some of the cool little social things we'll be rolling out. We have some interviews that you guys haven't heard, or if you did, it was over a weekend, so we'll be playing for you. And as I mentioned, Nathaniel Lowe, who is just fantastic, will play that interview for you at 6 p.m., who we caught up with. But we're there from early morning, basically, through kind of the entire day, and it's consumed by their calendar. So, that's what we're doing. So as when the brackets are getting announced, we're watching, Peter Prospect face off against Triple A Timmy. You know what I mean? That's kind of what we were totally all encompassed by was during the trip. So we're like a day or two behind sort of sports calendar wise.
Yeah. So I've already filled one out. I like Duke's chances, but again, I haven't really even paid attention. I just knew that
Cooper Kupp's health obviously matters.
They've been freaking rolling. Auburn looks good as well. I think this is going to be an intriguing tournament though, because we were talking before the show, Gonzaga's an 8 seed and KenPom has them rated really highly. Mm-hmm. Could they go on a deep run? I was listening to B. Mitch and Finley talk about High Point or whatever the college was that they were talking about, and some of these teams that can keep going up and down the floor. And this is the type of, if you're a basketball fan, this is the best. You just all day, you just park on the couch, watch some basketball, and one game sucks, well, there's like three others on, right? Like, so you can always find something. And this is the year, part of the year where it's just perfect.
That's what it is. And the first 2 days, really the opening weekend for me, is the single best thing in sports. And we do this sometimes, and we'll do it when we're hanging out this week. By the way, we're at Tap Sports Bar on at BetMGM on Thursday and Friday, which is awesome. That place rules. It's maybe my favorite place to go watch games. We've been fortunate enough to do this a couple of times. I cannot wait to hang out with my feet up, just chopping it up, watching live sport. So, first tip-off is whatever it is, 12:04, and by 12:17, there's a second game. So, at the first game you don't like it, you got another one, and then there's another one right behind it. So, all of a sudden, it's that staggered thing where – as this one's going to half, somebody's running out of last possession. While you look over at TV number two, this team is on a run. All of a sudden, the lead is up to 9. And then as the game starts to cascade and start to finish, you get a buzzer beater here and there. You get a couple of tight last possessions. It's just perfect television watching for the intentionally challenged, which I am.
Well, and it's funny because I generally am pro, I want to be at the stadium guy versus watch on TV guy. But when it comes to the NCAA tournament, I went to when the Hokies played in Milwaukee a couple years ago after they won the ACC tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Toki was there. He was there to check it out. They ended up losing to Texas.
That's Toby the Hokie, by the way, if you're scoring at home. That's Toby's alter ego. That's a little bit sassier, a little bit meaner, a little bit more raw, if I can say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's unfiltered. You're kind of cutting your HBO special there.
Yeah, a little Toki the Hokie. And I got to watch them play Texas. I got to watch Purdue play Yale. And I got to watch two games. It's really cool. Wisconsin was playing at night in Milwaukee, so there was a great environment there. But it's like, I don't have three TVs going. Like, it's like, I'm watching the one game. It's awesome. But so generally, I would say I love to be at the stadium. But I think for the NCAA tournament, there's no better spot than parked on your couch or at a bar watching.
To me, the sports book, and I generally, we talked about this before, and I don't begrudge people that do this differently. I don't like to watch the big game of my team in public.
Yes.
And some people do. And obviously, some of those, my favorite videos to watch are like, you know, when Howie Kendrick hits that homer, checking the video of the bullpen or what's going on at Nats Park when he hit that bomb against Joe Kelly and the Dodgers. Or, you know, those are incredible moments. And I get wanting to be there and sharing it with your pals. But to me, when it's my team in a do or die in a game seven or whatever, it's me. I'm on the couch chewing my fingernails, bubble guts, miserable. That's how I got to do it, because mostly because of this thing, but that's how I am as a fan anyway. It's very rare that I want to get together with a big group. But for this, where both my parents went to Maryland. I'm no longer really a Maryland fan. Once they left the ACC, they told us, hey, we don't like who we are. We want to be something else. I was like, well, I liked who you were, so I'm leaving. Whatever, they don't care. They're going to make more money in the Big Ten. And they're really good this year, which is cool. I'm happy for Maryland fans. But it's like there is some local flair to it, so I've got some rooting interest. But in general, it's like you're beholden to your own bracket if you got a chance to win a little bit of money. So to me, because I don't really have that dog in the fight, that I've got $5 on this one, I need the total rebounds in this one and the over in that one, this is the perfect sports book viewing event, right? Because as you said, it's wall to wall, and you know, you could sprinkle a fifth of a unit on anything you want over the course of a day and living and dying. It's like, I'm up $4 for the day, but it felt like you won a billion. It's the best.
Yeah, I mean, just sprinkling on upsets, and you're like, I think this 11 seed is going to get it done today. You always know there's going to be a 12-5 upset. You're maybe hoping for the 14 seed to get it done or 15 seed. It's always so much fun because you never know what can happen. You never know. Even the best teams sometimes show up in March and just lay a dud, and someone you've never heard of goes on a little bit of a magical run.
And there's always one of those. Loyal Chicago. You know, we went from never having heard the name Sister Mary Jean to like she lives with all of us now.
Exactly.
I mean, everything from Mason to VCU to Butler going to two straight national title games. Florida Gulf Coast was charmed the country just for a weekend. Mm-hmm. They didn't go to the Final Eight or anything like that. They beat Duke or whatever, whoever they beat, Georgetown. But the whole country's talking about them, and then it's like, poof, they're gone. I go all day. Weber State and Harold Arsenault. The Lafayette who beat Duke that time, and basically just centers around beating Duke.
Lehigh beat Duke.
Thank you.
CJ McCollum.
Right. Maybe I meant Lehigh who did it. Anyway, the point is that's beautiful. Like those are the kind of things where you become a national story, and we don't know who it's going to be. Valparaiso, the buzzer beater. So we all know the name Bryce Drew instinctively. It's magic and it's perfect. It just sort of comes down to those sorts of things. This year, though, just a quick theme, and I'll move on to my dumb story. This year, offensive efficiency and offensive ability in college, better than I've ever seen it. You usually associate the college game, there'll be a score or two. There have always been great scorers in college ball, and they go on and play in the pros. But in general, the depth of scoring nationwide, it's usually watered down. You can play so many zone defenses. You can do so many matchup things. It's a shorter game, only 5 fouls. You're not catching anybody, on a back-to-back or the fifth game in 7 days like you do in the association, where sometimes you got to give up a shot to, you know, you can put a hand in Kobe Bryant's face all you want. Sometimes he's going for 60, right? In college basketball, you don't usually see that level of offense. Well, this year, this is like the top of the board, especially, and even some of these mid-major teams, you mentioned High Point, the best offense we have seen. Now, who knows if that carries through in this tournament? A team like Alabama that scores 100 and gives up 102, or some of these teams that are so good at the top of the board again on offense. Maybe that's not what the theme of this tournament is, but that's kind of been the theme of college basketball this year. Which, you know, usually you think about who's likely for an upset. I'm going somewhere with this. If it's a one possession game, because nobody's like, think about how UVA played for all those years under Tony Bennett. Playing the pack line defense. Mm-hmm. The pace is not going to be that fast. They're going to be efficient offensively, but a blowout for them is 8 points. They're not going to run you out of the gym most of the time. Now teams can get up and down and score 75, 80, 90 points. Maybe you do see more blowouts. Maybe it's a little bit less conducive for that tight game where all of a sudden you're not making shots and you get an Ali Farouk Manesh from Northern Iowa that's knocking down threes and now Kansas is eliminated. It feels a little less upsetting to me this year, which probably guarantees more upsets than ever.
Well, and one thing that I like about the NCAA tournament compared to what you see sometimes in the NBA, I've talked about this before. In the NBA, everybody runs the same style of offense, just a little variation, depending on what they got. It's high pick and rolls. Occasionally, you got a special team with like a Nikola Jokic or a Giannis Antetokounmpo. But for the most part, you kind of see the same actions, no matter what you watch. This one, we're talking about High Point earlier. You've got 10 to 12 guys that all play, and you're running hockey line shifts because they're sprinting down the floor every time. You've got teams with big guys. Remember when UCF had Taco Fall, and they're throwing it into a 7'4" guy, and Zach Edey, and you've got teams that want to slow it down and play defense. You've got all sorts of different things. Like, I think of Alabama, right? Alabama's a team that could definitely win the national championship. Also, if they can't knock down threes, they could lose early.
They could lose Thursday.
It's incredible.
Yeah. The level of variance. I mean, so to me, I love this Florida team. And now this is the thing that I do all the time where I saw them beat Auburn. And of course, now they won the SEC championship too. And they're really good. So it's not like some random team. But that game they put against Auburn, I go, that's the best team in the country. Mm-hmm. They were unbelievable. They got this kid, Walter Clayton Jr., who's a do-everything. He's incredible. They're long. They bother you. They remind me, honestly, of those national championship teams from Florida a couple of years ago, which I guess is an easy team to compare to because we all saw them play and they're all really good. Yeah. But they score. They're efficient. They can all shoot it. They got a bunch of guys average double figures. They're a pain in the butt to play on defense. To me, they're my favorite team. But when I filled out my bracket, I think I had them losing in the Sweet 16. I mean, that's just the beauty of this thing. Anyway, but we'll get to plenty of tournament stuff as the show goes. It all kicks off tonight with some of the first four. So here's my dumb story. It's not that great of a story. It's just I'm going to share what happened. I got to the Airbnb Friday. You guys were already there Thursday. We'd had some illness in the family, whatever. I had needed an extra day. Got down there, was fine, right as rain. You guys were great. House was awesome. We did really well. 238 times, approximately, in my life, I've taken trips. I've gone somewhere that's not my home. When I get there, I don't need my keys to, like, get into my house or drive my car usually, so I put them somewhere, and that's the end. Either my work bag, my suitcase, whatever. This time, I guess I didn't do that. I thought I did. But I didn't. I was driving the rental car around. I played dad. I was the grown-up, and that's fine. So the only keys I wanted were the keys to the car. So I don't know when the lightning struck in my brain, but you remember, we had to connect through Charlotte late last night on the way home. Mm-hmm. And we had to do a gate check because we were one of the nubs groups. We were group 8, and it was like,
anybody that's in group 8 or 9, you're irresponsible losers, and please come and check your bags.
And so it was like, oh, whatever. Now, Ryan, by the way, was gone. He, like, during boarding, decided, muttered something and left and, like, went to pee and get a water, like, had hours and then said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go now. Terrifying. Did it twice. So anyway, I checked the bag and something, like, lightning flashes in my brain. I go, I don't actually know where my keys are for when I get home. And I check my work bag. It's not there. I can't check my check bag, but I've got this, like, all of a sudden sinking feeling. Like, it's like, dude, you bleeped up. And sure enough, when we get back, I get the baggage carousel. I'm rifling through it at 12:15 in the morning on the floor of baggage claim 11 or 12 at Reagan National. And everybody's looking at me like, what is this psychopath doing? I'm cursing up a blue streak. Whatever, miserable. Realize I don't have them. Just pwned. So my car was there. Drove my car. Parked it. Because that's the easiest thing to do. Wrong. So now I got to take the cab home. $65, middle of the night. Had to take a rush hour Uber here there this morning to get the car back, to get my poor little kid to his dentist appointment where he's getting fillings and crowns and all sorts of stuff put in, which no 6-year-old should have to do. He was in the chair for 45 minutes, poor little trooper. Anyway, so the thing I was trying to do to be efficient and save money cost me about $200 all in because they found my keys at the Airbnb. God bless them. I'd already been, like, texting my guys over at Ted Britt, like, hey, what's the procedure out of curiosity for getting a new key? Who do you talk to? Let's say your name was Danny, and you were in West Palm Beach, and you left your keys in the Airbnb. You're not sure where. How would you guys get a new key for your Mackie? So I was in that process, and I found them. They found them, and they're going to ship them back to me. That's so stupid. Like, that's so stupid. So here's my question. Toby, what's your answer? Darius, I want yours, and I want you guys out there in Radio Land. We're making fun of me here. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I left my keys at our Airbnb in West Palm Beach. Almost impossible to do, and yet I found a way. So now, lifetime, I'm 238 for 239. Still a pretty good percentage, but this time cost me dearly. Kick to the giblets. What's the dumbest travel mistake you've ever made? What's the dumbest travel mistake you've ever made? Not booking the thing, booking the wrong thing, getting on the wrong plane, going in the wrong direction, finding yourself in the middle of Dusseldorf, Germany, thinking that you're at the airport, but you're at the train station and wondering why nothing's in English. Whatever happened to you? I'm not naming any specific incidents. I'm just saying something that could have happened. 800-636-1067. your dumbest travel mistakes next on G&D. We are G and D, no G, yes D, and also Toby. That's how we do it up in hell. As Washington prepares this offseason to protect its star QB, what are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condor and Morod can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Also, we're Tap Sports Bar Thursday, Friday. March matchups are here. There's no better place to catch every single game with us than Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor. Join 106.7 The Fans, B. Mitch and Finley, and Grant and Danny this Thursday and Friday for the opening round of the men's tourney. We're doing our shows live at Tap with mouthwatering game day bites and tons of TVs. Your tournament headquarters is waiting only at MGM National Harbor. As you know, we were in West Palm Beach doing some Nats content, plenty more to come. From that, we've got some social bits. Content Clary is very happy. And we have Nathaniel Lowe coming on the show. We taped an interview with him, and he was fantastic. You'll hear that in the 6 o'clock hour. We're also giving away Nats tickets at 4. We're busy little bees. You probably heard I left my keys in the Airbnb, which is stupid, but whatever, it's happened. I've had plenty of travel snafus over the years, but I ask you guys at 800-636-1067, what is your dumbest travel mistake? Tobes, I'll start with you. What have you done?
So I haven't left anything that I recall. When I was a kid, I accidentally left a brand new hat in a restaurant, but we went back and got it. There was no problem. Recently, as in a couple of months ago, I was traveling back to Wisconsin, and it was an early morning flight. I was traveling by myself, so I didn't want to fall asleep. So I drank a little coffee before the flight.
Okay.
Then you got that rumble in your guts.
Yeah, sure.
I had to use the restroom on the plane. It was very uncomfortable the rest of the trip. That's the biggest mistake I think I've made.
That is a calculated gamble that you lost.
I lost.
You rolled the dice one more time and they came up snake eyes.
It was bad. It was very bad.
Let's go to line one. Ken in Haymarket. Ken, worst travel mistake.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
When I went to Amsterdam with a group of people, we all went out to dinner on the first night. And I had my travel bag with my passport and a good amount of money. And I took it off and I ended up leaving it underneath the table. And I did not realize until hours afterwards and went back and it was still in the same exact spot.
It was still there?
Yep.
That's beyond lucky.
Ooh.
This is my biggest concern with international travel in so many different cases. It's like, what if I lose my wallet? What if I lose my passport? What happens? Like, people talk about it like it's not a big deal. Like, you just go to the consulate. Have you ever been to a consulate in your life? What is a consulate? You know what I mean? Like, I generally know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do? How do you get places? How do you do anything?
Right.
I'm so worried about that. Let's go to Brian in Calvert. Oh, hey, Brian. Worst travel mistake?
Hey, what's up, Danny?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, I'll make it quick. So, I'm working Maryland, Virginia, and I drove the company truck to North Carolina, and I was supposed to go back home in Calvert County, and so I didn't bring my keys to my truck at the shop.
Oh, my God.
And Lord and behold, on the way back to Carolina, I broke down in Petersburg, Virginia, and I waited 6 hours for a big tow truck to tow me back to the shop in Sterling, Virginia, and I realized I didn't have my damn truck keys. So I call my wife. I'll make it quick. And she goes, "Brian, I'm terrible with directions. I don't know what to tell you." And I'm like, "My neighbor, who's always looking for extra money." I called her up. Thank God she answered the phone. I said, "I'll pay you $100 if you drop my truck keys off at the truck stop It's the last exit after King Dominion off of 95.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. And her last name was Uber, and that's how the company was founded. That's so bad. Like, going that, realizing, I've got no way to get home. Like, had the trip worked, he'd been in North Carolina having to you drop the truck off. Now how are you getting home, dude?
That was my first thought last night with your situation. I was like, if I would have done the same thing, I don't have a wife, I don't have kids, I would have just been literally screwed.
Yeah, stuck right there. Oof. Paul in Sugar Land, worst travel mistake.
Well, I worked for an airline about 30 years ago, since retired. And one day I was called in and they said, oh, by the way, you get to go to training up at Kennedy Airport for baggage for KLM. I said, oh, that's fine. So here, when do you leave? Here you go. Here you go. Okay, fine. Go to the airport, fly to Kennedy, go to the motel, go to class the next day, actually for 5 days, whatever. So the first night back, after going through this class, my head's blowing up from all this junk, I reach in because I brought my sneakers with me.
Sure.
I thought. I packed sneakers, shirts, pants. I reached in. I had two left sneakers and my grass cutting pair and my walk around pair. Have you ever tried to put a left sneaker on a right foot?
It's not comfortable, Paul.
And then go out for dinner.
So no,
the next day, since I had the benefits, I flew back into Dulles, got my car, went home, got my other sneaker, and then said to my wife, by the way, can you drop me down to National tomorrow morning so I can catch a 5:30 flight back to Kennedy so I can be in class? She was surprised I'd come home, but she drove me down.
I got to tell you, respectfully, I know you got the benefit of the free flight. I might have just tried to catch a shoe store in New York there. You know what I mean? Maybe like a cheap pair that you don't care about, or like you go straight Chris Rock. Like, how much for one shoe?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I just get a right shoe?
That's tough though.
Bobby in Alexandria, biggest travel mistake.
Danny, this is no lie, and I appreciate this segment. It's great. So, we're going to Grand Cayman. We have relatives that live there. And we've all got little kids. I've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. And we had to go to BWI because we were trying to get the cheapest flight out. We live in Virginia and drive all the way there. And everything's good. And here's your, back then you didn't need a passport. It was like, here, you need a birth certificate and you need your ID. So I give mine. My wife gives hers. And all of a sudden, they're like, well, where's the kids' passports? I mean, the kids' birth certificates. And we were like, oh, no, we forgot them at home. And we were like, well, look at them. They're mine.
Right,
they look like us, don't they? And that woman went, nope, nope, nope. You're not taking any kids out of this country without the proper documents.
Yeah.
So we had to drive all the way back, get the birth certificate, stay in a hotel at BWI, go all the way back there to get the next flight that we could get out to go to Grand Cayman.
Mm. Thank you, Bobby.
Devastating.
By the way, telling security personnel, well, look at them, that's not respectfully, it's not going to work.
I don't think that's great.
I can't remember the name of the Supreme Court case where well, look at them was basically not legal grounds. Or not a good enough defense. I think it was right after the ruling in the "Oh, come on" case. Like, right, come on,
sure.
No, it's not legal. Tweet me at Funny Danny. What's your Twitter, Topes?
At Toby underscore Altizer.
The underscore is where it always trips me up. Kristen wrote, "I left my driver's license with the gate agent when I checked in for my flight. I couldn't rent the car at my destination. Couldn't fly back because I didn't have another ID. Disaster. But yet you got home somehow. I always wonder about that.
Yes, it's so tough,
right?
It's so tough. And it's like one of those, I can't even imagine forgetting an ID, losing your wallet, obviously keys. It's so difficult. It's something that you would never expect to do it, especially once you get to a certain age. You're like, oh, I'm responsible. You know, somebody a little bit younger that's still irresponsible with stuff, it's understandable, but you've done it, like you said, hundreds and hundreds of times.
So many times, yeah.
It's just got to throw you off so badly.
Years ago, I was in Barcelona, and that's just how you say it correctly. Like, whatever you do, don't tweet at Grant H. Paulson.
Barcelona?
And let him know that we're talking. No, just Toby, respectfully with me. Barcelona.
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 See, the C is a theta in Castilian Spanish. So you're going to want to say bar.
In D.C., it's Barcelona.
No, I understand that. But I'm talking about being in the city of. So say bar.
Bar.
Say th. Elona.
Elona.
Barcelona.
Barcelona.
So I was in Barcelona. And the neighborhood in Barcelona I stayed in was Barceloneta, which is the southern part of Barcelona. And I didn't know this before I went, but pickpocketing is a thing, especially down in that neighborhood. At least it was at that point. I have no idea if it still is, whatever. But nobody warned me. So this kid tried and like kind of, I'm not sure what he got a hold of, but I felt it and like chased him down and gave it back quickly. I didn't want a physical confrontation. And everybody around there like looked at me like, you jerk. It's part of the local economy kind of a thing. It was like I was the bad guy. I was doing the LeBron meme. He stole from me. But in the moment, like whatever, I was kind of the adrenaline's pumping. You know, but then I think about it, like, what if he had taken my wallet? Like, that's debit, credit, driver's license, the things that I need. I mean, I had a passport to be able to get on a plane, but like now I'm stranded. Like, what happens? I'm so worried about that sort of thing. Maybe because I'm not a real grown-up. 800-636-1067. We'll do one more on Devin's travel mistakes. I got plenty of stuff I want to talk about, including a ranking where you're not going to believe where Nubs Field ranks. The artist formerly known as Nubs Field, now it's Northwest Eastern Stadium, part of Northwest, but it's east of the city stadium where the local Washington 53 plays. I pretty much don't say the name of anything affiliated with the football team
naturally.
At this point. Yeah. But Nubs Field, you're not going to believe its ranking. I'll tell you about that at 3, but more of your screw-ups because I screwed up and left my keys at the Airbnb. More travel mistakes next. Our guy Disco tweeted me, Topes, at Funny Danny, at Toby underscore Altizer. Talking about biggest travel mistakes.
Sure.
Disco left 100 CDs in a hotel room. Now, you might not be familiar with what a CD is. It's what we used to have to play music on. And I'm old enough to remember the cassette deck. In fact, for my birthday, I got a dual cassette deck player, which made me the coolest kid in class, please and thank you.
There you go.
Yeah. You could record from one to one. You could also record off the radio. So you'd sit there and wait. You'd wait for your song to play. DJ would talk it up and ruin it sometimes, which killed you. You're trying to hit the post. Just stop. I want the full tale of the intro, bro. But they're coming up on Sunday at Cantina. It's Take Your Top Off Tuesdays. Why would it be on Sunday? Anyway, the point is, ruining the song, but sometimes you get the radio edit. But anyway, you sit there and wait and wait and wait, and you record it. I used to record Don and Mike episodes back in the day. Your boy was really cool. I had ones of friends. Anyway, it was fun. But Disco lost 100 CDs. And I'm going, number one, young people will never know what that was like. That was probably 88 trips to Kent Mill Music, maybe Tower Records. I don't know. Right? You had to deal with all the fluffer. You wouldn't know what you were getting. You had heard one smash on the radio probably. Or you, like in the case of certain albums, you knew it was coming out. And you would go get it day of, like when Snoop Dogg's debut album, I think either 93 or 94, came out. Like everybody went to the record store that day. But like you would hear one song off an album and be like, okay, I'm going to take a chance. And there'd be like 9 songs that are just sort of like a guy talking about something or like a skit on there. You're like, you're just filling nonsense, bro. I don't want to pay $17.99 for this with the store markup. If you did 12 songs, it'd be cool. But like you did 8. And 2 aren't really good, and 3 is filler, and you got 1 hit on there, and now I wasted my money.
Yeah, it'd be tough to lose that many CDs.
Yes.
I obviously didn't grow up in an age where it was a ton of CDs. Now, basically, everything's on your phone, but it'd be pretty tough when you've acquired a nice collection of whatever it is.
Dude, the CD book in your car? Oh, come on.
Yeah?
What you were supposed to do with the CD book, right, is you put the CD in the front and then the actual case in the back so that you'd see what it was, but nobody did that. You use the back of the two-way clear plastic to put more CDs in. And then you would know the book so well that some of the CDs that you had lower seated, right, maybe they were your mixes, would be behind in one side of the packet. So you would double and sometimes triple up to burst, make that thing, that 100 CD carrier, a 414 CD carrier, and it would weigh 81 pounds. It's like, dude, we're driving for more than 10 minutes. Break out the CD case. Whoever's riding shoddy, that's the person that's got to dictate. God forbid you make a bad selection. Or it skips. Oh, if it skips to the CD player, why don't you just barrel roll out of the car, horse's ass? You're ruining the trip, Michael, to our trip to Alabama that time. Terrible selection. You kept trying to play the one CD that skipped. We told you it skipped, and you kept playing it, dude.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's
pretty
good. I'm just saying something happened one time. 800-636-1067. Great Nanny here on the Fan. Let's both through these calls. Travel mistakes. I left my keys at the Airbnb. A shebingus. TJ in Bowie. Thanks for being patient. Worst travel mistake, bud.
Hey, so I was traveling to Norway. Had a flight to Oslo, leaving out of DCA.
Okay.
Flight leaves in 2 hours. I'm leaving Bowie. I'm feeling real good. I catch an Uber to BWI. Not a good idea.
Wait a minute. That's not the airport. Just,
yeah, right. Wrong airport. And then real quick, Grant, I'm sorry, Danny.
That's okay, bud.
Weren't you the one that called out Grant for leaving his keys in a trunk?
TJ, your phone is breaking up. I didn't hear your question. It sounded like it was a good one.
Yeah, the keys on this trip were all over the place.
We had a little bit of a fight with the keys. The keys defeated the host of this radio program. Kurt in Ashburn. What's up, bud? You're on the Fan.
Greetings, gents.
Buddy.
I was with my sister and my niece in Paris, and we were taking the Channel train to London. And you have to do everything you do like you do in an airport because you're going to a different country. You put everything through the metal detector. And when I get to the other side, my sister comes through. She said, Kurt, I got all your stuff. Let's go ahead and go. I said, okay. So we get in the train, which, by the way, goes 186 miles an hour. It's pretty cool. And I said, all right, where's my coat and hat? He said, uh-oh.
That's tough.
I don't know why that delivery popped me. And she said, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh. By the way, people sleep on Toby. The best Scooby-Doo impression, better than any impressionist out there. Put you on the spot a little bit. So let's go as Scooby. Where I'm going to ask, where's my coat and hat? Okay? Scoob, where's my coat and hat?
Bravo, Raggy.
There it is. There it is. Come on. Joe Alexandria, travel mistake, sir.
Hey, fellas. Yeah, so I'm contracted to catch a cruise ship in Acapulco. I'm a musician. Mm-hmm. This was pre-9/11. I'm living in Phoenix at the time. So I'm leave Sky Harbor Airport, get down to Acapulco. Everything's fine. I get on the ship. The first thing you do when you get on a cruise ship as an employee is you relinquish your passport to someone called the purser.
Right.
And they have everyone that works on the ship's passport. That way when customs comes in, whatever. So I go to give them my passport, check in my pockets, check in my back pockets, nowhere to be found. I left it on my coffee table in Phoenix.
Oh.
Mind you, this is pre-9/11. You don't really need from Arizona to Mexico all that much. You need a driver's license.
Right.
I can't join the ship. I meant to play the show that night. They can't get me on the ship. So something bad turns into something great. They put me up in this world-class hotel. Fellas, I'm talking about my room had the sliding door that went straight to the pool. They gave me vouchers for steak and lobster dinner. They gave me my own driver that picked me up the next morning, took me to the airport, flew to Phoenix, grabbed my passport, flew right back, caught it the next day in Mazatlan. So what turned out to be a bad thing turned out to be a really awesome, actually, overnight trip.
Yeah,
on
I would
fake winning that off the field.
Yeah, I would fake that a couple of times. Oh, no, I forgot my passport again. Oh, I'm so stupid. You know what I did last time? Why is this guy British all of a sudden? For some
I have
reason?
No idea.
Why was this like? Why was Joe from Phoenix quasi-British in my rendering of that? That made no sense. But I'd be like, ah, you know what? I'm so stupid. I forgot it again. But you know what happened last time that was great? There we go. Darius, will you tell AD I don't think I can on this particular call? To give you guys a flavor of it, there was a toy, but it's not for kids.
Mm.
Okay? And he left it.
PlayStation?
Behind. Nope.
Xbox?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Not that. But there it did operate with some form of small battery.
Okay.
Electricity kind of thing. Anyway, I don't know if it had Bluetooth. Let's go to John in Herndon. John, what's up, man?
Well, I've got plenty of stories. But I will leave out the losing of the passports or the
Instead, I worked in Japan for years, and you have to renew your visas. We've heard that. You can't stay unless you renew it. I'm going back to New York for an important meeting from Tokyo, get to the airport, and immigration says, actually, we have to take you into custody because your visa expired yesterday. Oh.
The old custody in a foreign country.
That's tough.
That's a hoot.
That's what scares me right there.
Yes.
Right there is what scares me. I love traveling. I love going abroad. Please let me get back to the United States. Please.
I'm just a simple little guy. I just want to play my PlayStation 5. I'm good at it.
I do nothing. I'm so innocent. I do absolutely nothing. I'm the most boring person ever. Please just let me go back. Please.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired. I just want to go to bed. Appreciate those calls. Good calls on that. Making light of a situation that caused me some irritation last evening. But I'm going to get my keys back. It is all good. 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock, giving away Nats tickets. Opening day. 3 o'clock, 6 minutes away. I'm going to tell you where Nubs Field ranked in a survey. This is a big survey of all the sports stadiums, arenas, and everything in between. There are 90 different places. I will tell you, it's going to surprise you where Nubs Field ranks. And then we got a couple questions outside of that. But that's 6 minutes away on the Fan.